Welcome to the Application Delivery Challenge interviews. I have with me Morgan Gerhardt, Manager at Citrix Systems, responsible for NetScaler product line. We're going to be exploring the NetScaler solution, which is Citrix's application delivery solution for data center. You can find out more information by reading the text portion of the challenge. I read your text, and I found it very interesting. You mentioned that one of the keys to NetScaler being the best solution out there is understanding applications. And through this understanding, you're able to do acceleration, provide security, increase availability. And I like to talk about some of these topics. Let's first start with acceleration. You mentioned you provide a lot of acceleration for web application by caching HTTP objects and content by providing SSL offload. Could you give me an example of how much difference does this really make by implementing your solution over just a traditional server load balancer?
Sure, absolutely, Robin. So let's, for example, take a look at what the ability to cache content can do. So caching content has traditionally been thought of as an offload solution, in that by caching the content on a device, the back-end origin web servers no longer have to do it, so therefore it reduces the stress or the load on the back-end web servers. The interesting thing about caching is that it can also be used to accelerate the end user's performance, especially if the content that can be cached is dynamically generated content. So, for example, if you take an application like Hyperion, which gets used very frequently to provide financial reporting or sales reporting or things along those lines, what's interesting about that kind of application is that very frequently it generates the results for the report queries dynamically. So the user submits a query that says, I'm looking for sales for this month for this region. Hyperion takes it. The database generates the data, Hyperion formats it as HTML, and then sends it back to the user. What often happens is several different users will ask for the same exact report. So what being application aware allows us to do is not only be aware that the users are asking for a sales report, but understand whether a user is asking for the exact same sales report for, say, for example, the same month, same region, for the same time, and if so, we can serve that report directly out of cache. And then depending upon how data intensive that query is, that can increase response times from 10, 20, 30x. And as a matter of fact, if you go to some of the performance reports that we've published on Hyperion, which are available on our website, you can see documentation for how being application aware and thus being able to make caching decisions based upon application-level information can achieve these kinds of performance gains.
Okay. I mean, I'm real familiar with static, but you mentioned dynamic. I request a report, somebody else requests it, but how do you know that that content is still good, that they haven't gone out and the database has changed? I mean, how do you handle that dynamic nature without providing bad information?
So that's a great question, and there's actually a number of different techniques that we can use to do that in terms of taking a look at state changes in the back-end system. In many cases, this may be the kind of thing that the administrator themselves will define when they set up the policy in terms of setting an expiration date or things along those lines because they're familiar with the data itself. So there's a number of techniques that are out there to do this, and in some cases, dynamic caching just isn't possible, but in many cases it absolutely is. And in those cases, we're able not only to determine whether the information is or being requested is or is not the same as previous requests, but we're also able to detect and set the policy based upon whether the data is still quote-unquote correct and fresh.
Okay, and I guess you do this by doing deep packet inspection of the data and understanding the application. Does that mean that you only apply to certain applications, or is this a general technique?
So the NetScaler device actually has full visibility into the request and responses, both L7 header information as well as L7 payload information. So as long as it is information that's being carried over TCP, we have visibility and can make decisions based upon that.
Okay. But does this, you know, it sounds great, but does somebody have to know the applications intimately? I mean, how much do you have to know to be able to implement and use these features?
Right. So that's another great question. So if you take a look at the array of acceleration options that Netscaler provides, and there's TCP optimizations that we use that accelerate performance. There's content compression that we enable that allows people to accelerate performance. There's caching. In certain cases, SSL offload can accelerate performance. Many, if not most of these, are actually fairly straightforward, and they're simple on and off switches. Compression is very much like that. Offload is very much like that. Many of the TCP optimizations are just on automatically. They don't even need to be configured. Caching is actually one of those things where, in some cases, it can be done with little to no knowledge of the application. But in other cases, certainly in some cases when dynamic caching is involved, there's a decent amount of knowledge that is necessary to know about the application.
Okay. So out of the box, I can turn it on, tell answer yes probably to a lot of questions, and I get a fair amount of acceleration. And then if I want even more for special applications or mission-critical applications, I can actually probably implement a few rules or a few things to get the dynamic and the caching. Is that a fair summarization?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, is there anything else in the acceleration area that sets Citrix and Netscaler apart from the other people in this field?
So when we take a look at, you know, what sets our product apart at the highest level, the first thing is that for a lot of these techniques to work and provide the best benefit, it requires a deep level of application understanding and application insight. And we believe, relative to the rest of the market, that we have capabilities at that level that many of the other solutions do not have. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is, if you take a look at what's involved with going in and configuring the Netscaler system, especially defining these policies, we have a very intuitive, GUI-driven interface, which we call AppExpert, that actually walks the administrators through using drop-down menus and things along those lines, creating these policies. And the simplicity and the intuitiveness of AppExpert is the second thing, because, you know, nobody wants to write code unless they absolutely positively have to, and all of our stuff does not require writing code. There's still a command line for folks that like to do things that way, but it's an option, not a requirement. The third thing is what we would call our feature concurrency. And by feature concurrency, we mean the ability to use multiple features, be they acceleration features, offload features, security features, or availability features in parallel. Certainly, when you take a look at some of the other solutions on the marketplace, you'll find that while some of them may provide the same features that we do, they can't all be used at the same time. They conflict with each other. And then along the same lines, you know, our solution, both at the system architecture level, was designed to use these L7 features, so that the performance implications on, say, for example, total load balancing throughput on the Netscaler for turning some of these and using some of these features, there can be somewhat of a little bit of a performance hit here and there. But it's certainly nowhere near as extreme as we've seen with some of the other solutions that started off with a networking background and have added these capabilities on after the fact.
Okay. Oh, now, you mentioned one thing in there I like to key on, which is security. Security is everybody always wants more, always wants better. And one of the things I found interesting is you build a web firewall in your product, so you don't have to go off and buy a separate one or standalone or figure out how it fits in. What does your web firewall do? What does it protect me from? Could you tell me something about it?
Sure, absolutely. So the Netscaler application firewall module What it does is it protects web applications from application layer or layer 7 attacks. So by this, what we mean are attacks that to a networking firewall or even to an IPS would look like valid networking traffic, because the hacker isn't exploiting a hole in the network or sending traffic someplace it's not supposed to go. In essence, what they're doing is something along the lines of tampering with values in a cookie or doing something like SQL injection or forceful browsing or some of the other techniques that are out there that actually take advantage of problems with the application itself. So again, to the networking solutions, it looks like perfectly valid traffic because the problem's not at the network, it's at the application layer. Again, because the Citrix solution has full insight into both the requests and the responses that are going in and out, we have visibility into what's going on at the application layer, and we can detect these kinds of attacks and then mitigate them appropriately.
Okay. And another thing, I was reading your text, you mentioned that you could stop application attacks.
Right.
We know of the network versions, you know, denial of service attacks. But you mentioned that in the text that you can stop, for example, GET attacks.
Right.
What is a GET attack? I mean, could you explain that a little for a listener?
Right. So certainly. So the GET flood is what it's called. The GET flood attack is another denial of service style attack. But as opposed to sending layer 4 information to try to flood the system, such as pings or things along those lines, rather what a GET flood is it just tries to flood the system with HTTP GETs. So again, it's a denial of service attack, but it's targeting layer 7 information rather than layer 4 information. So it looks perfectly valid to something that's only operating down at the network. But again, because we have visibility into what's going on at the layer 7 level, we're able to mitigate that kind of attack as well. So while it's not a GET flood isn't taking advantage of a hole in the application, it's rather just trying to overwhelm the application itself. It's still another example of what's going on in the overall security space, where the big threats today aren't networking level threats, they're application layer attacks. And therefore, to mitigate them, of course, you need to have application-level awareness and application-level insight.
Okay, so it sounds like as the attackers have moved up the stack, Citrix has moved up the stack trying to stop them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Though the one correction that I would add there is that we've always been at that level.
Okay.
From day one, we've always been at the application level.
Okay. Another area which got my interest is one I've been concentrating on is data loss prevention. This is trying to keep important data from leaving to the wrong people. You mentioned, there's a lot of products out there that are concentrating on that, but you mentioned that you can keep credit card data, from leaking out to the wrong type people, allowing you to be PCI compliant, and this is interesting. Because it sounds like I don't have to go implement a separate solution, find a separate solution, but you can do this. Can you tell me a little bit about your data loss prevention capabilities?
Sure, absolutely. So within the application firewall module, there is a set of features that we generically refer to as Safe Object. And what Safe Object does is it allows the administrator to inspect the outgoing traffic streams and look for specific things. And examples of things that you would want to look for are credit card numbers or social security numbers or similar type things. Now, for the common ones like credit card numbers and social security numbers, we have the ability to prevent that information from being sent outbound out of the box. But we also have a generic capability, so if there's specific customer-specific strings or aspects of data that they don't want going out, they can write their own rules around those as well. And again, in essence, what we're doing is, since we can look at both the full inbound as well as outbound request and response streams, We've got insight into the applications, and whenever we see these, we can instruct the NetScaler to take action. So, for example, if on an outbound the NetScaler sees a full 16-digit credit card stream, the NetScaler could be instructed to either, A, just drop the response stream altogether so nothing would go out. But the other thing that we can do, for example, is we could say that the policy could be set up to do something along the lines of, you know, put the little X's in front of the first 12 digits, but leave the final four digits in clear text so that the requester only sees the final four digits. Or we could do the same thing except X out all of the digits. But fundamentally what we're doing is we're looking at, since we see the request and the response streams, we're just looking for specific things, and if the policy is set up accordingly, we can prevent that kind of information from being transmitted out.
Now, on the credit card, do you have any way of knowing 16 digits is credit card rather than me just typing 16 digits?
So actually, yeah, for credit cards, there's actually a set of very specific rules that go into what that 16-digit stream looks like. And that logic has been built into the feature that specifically protects credit card numbers. So we actually can tell the difference between just a random 16-digit string and a 16-digit string that is, in fact, a credit card. Now, that's not to say that I suppose that someplace out there there could be somebody who puts a 16-digit string in that doesn't happen to be a credit card, and if it happens to match those rules, we may see it as a credit card. That actually brings up an interesting point about the application firewall. It doesn't have to inspect all traffic. You can define policy specifically to which traffic it does and does not inspect. And the other thing is that it learns. So it can be taught that in these cases, this is, if you will, an exception to the rule, so don't take action. It implements what we call a positive security model. And part of a positive security model is being able to learn and understand what is and is not normal behavior for the application.
Okay, so if an application has nothing to do with credit cards or anything like that, but does like to send out a lot of strings and numbers, don't ask me what this application is, but
right.
I'm sure there's one out there. You can actually tell it either don't apply the rules, or you can learn these are the type of things it does, and as long as it still does those things, it's okay, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the NetScaler has very granular capabilities in terms of what function can be applied to what specific traffic. So, for example, if of all the traffic that is going through the NetScaler system, if only 2% of it needs to be inspected by the application firewall, then only that 2% will be inspected by the application firewall. And of that 2%, if there's an additional subset that only needs to be inspected by the Safe Object feature, then only that specific subset needs to be inspected by the Safe Object feature.
And I'm assume all these security features also work with the normal load balancing acceleration features at the same time, right?
Absolutely. So, again, this is one of the things that we pride ourselves on is what we refer to as the feature concurrency. So there are no conflicts between, using the application firewall functionality and using the other layer 4 to layer 7 load balancing and traffic management functionality, the acceleration functionality, or any of the other, the SSL VPN functionality, or any of the other functionality which runs on the NetScaler system.
Okay. And your management key to making the whole acceleration security work, because I assume that you're talking about, I don't have to write any code or a long set of rules. You allow us a walkthrough with a GUI interface. Did I understand that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So, again, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is our AppExpert Visual Policy Builder. And the AppExpert Visual Policy Builder is the GUI-driven tool that walks the user through, walks the administrator through the process of setting up and defining these policies. What's nice about it, not only is it GUI-driven, but it's also very consistent across all the different modules. So defining a compression policy isn't all that different from defining an L7 content switching policy, isn't all that different from defining a caching policy, so on and so forth, down the line. And the reason for this is because they're all built on the same exact, they're all built on the same underlying policy engine.
Okay. So it sounds like Citrix with its NetScaler solution provides a lot of security and acceleration to help people with application delivery. Is there any final comments you'd like to make?
I guess the only final comment I would like to make is, in addition to doing all of that, you know, it's a phenomenal load balancer as well. So it's what often gets lost in the shuffle is when we talk about all this application stuff, which is increasingly very, very important, is the fact that at the L4 layer, if you will, you know, it is a highly capable, highly scalable network load balancing device that, you know, that is used by some of the largest, toughest, most demanding enterprise and internet companies on the face of the earth.
And that's a good point because, yeah, it's more fun to talk about the new application security features, but load balancing is still extremely important to most customers out there.
Right, absolutely. So on any given day, by our estimates, probably 75% of internet users at one point or another are going through a NetScaler device. And in addition to the application acceleration stuff that we've been talking about, it's doing the core load balancing for that kind of traffic as well.
Okay. You can find out more information about Citrix's solution by reading the challenge and also going to Citrix's website or giving them a call. So thank you, and thank you for listening to the Application Delivery Challenge interview.